No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. It's time for this week's matchup show. As always, we're looking at the defense first, and I'm doing it with my co-host, Fraser Tafar. Fraser, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for another matchup show, this time against a big-time matchup against Kansas City. It's a must-win after a disappointing loss against Detroit last week. A lot of things to look forward to in this defensive matchup show.
A lot on the line in this game. The potential, any hope for the number two seed, I think, has a win in this game involved. I think the one seed is already looking quite difficult with a tiebreaker loss to Buffalo, and two behind them is a deep hole the Ravens have dug themselves. But they're tied with Kansas City in the standings at 1-2. Hard to believe one of these teams will be 1-3 after Sunday, unless they tie, of course. But this is a game where the winner comes out, I think, looking still pretty good for playoff seeding. The Ravens still have a reasonable chance to win the North, even if they lose this game. But it's certainly not the kind of hole they want to dig themselves early in the season, and particularly with a very serious set of injuries they now have.
Yeah, it's not looking too good right now. It's kind of disappointing the way it's gone in the beginning half of the season. I think more so in the injuries have been a factor, but also the on-field play has been concerning. We're going to go over it a little bit in this show, but to go 1-3 against Kansas City is going to be a problem.
Right. I agree. I mean, nobody wants that, certainly. And the injuries, I don't blame them for the losses that have occurred so much, although I think they were a factor in this last game. Right. I'm concerned about their impact on the rest of the season. I mean, that's where exactly I am right now. And that really leads into my first point, which is successfully integrating what new defensive linemen they have out there. You probably saw in the injury report yesterday that every single Ravens defense starting defensive lineman is on the injury report. Actually, it was Dina NP on Wednesday. On Thursday, Travis Jones returned to the practice in a limited way. Hopefully he plays, and hopefully he's not, you know, sleepwalking around on the field because he's so hurt. This is obviously, you want a healthy Travis Jones, and they need him desperately to be who he is, which is the, you know, the starting point of their pass rush, and not the guy who is hurt and has difficulty commanding the double teams as he has through most of his career. But either two or three of the five defensive linemen in the game will be players who have seen very little time with the Ravens this year, drawn from among Taven Bryan, Josh Tupou. They were just recently signed to the practice squad. Either or both may be elevated to the roster before the game. Brent Urban, who played a little bit, obviously, this last week and was, you know, honestly did his own job reasonably well. We might see CJ Okoye. And there's no doubt about it, we'll see a fair amount of Aeneas Peebles in this game because there's nobody really otherwise to step up at three tech. One of the problems that I have is that Taven Bryan and Peebles are both smaller 3/5 techs who are pass rushers primarily. Peebles, I think I've really appreciated what I've seen from him so far. I just don't know if he can hold up if teams start doubling him because they don't have to double whoever is beside him on pass rushing downs. Brian has used been primarily as a run defender his career, where he's been very effective, and a lot of that has come in a five tech package. It's a hard life for a five tech to hold in the league, even though he's a former number one draft pick. Didn't play terribly really throughout his career, but he hasn't been a guy who has really stepped up either. Decent pass rush juice, you know, middle of the pack, 14 career sacks, but not you know, just hasn't really been exceptional. Never lived up to his draft status, of course. Josh Tupou, Ravens fans will remember him as a gigantic run stuffing nose tackle. He and Jenkins are similarly enormous, not quite Michael Pierce's size, but they're up in the 330 to 350 pound range. And those guys are going to have to play a lot of snaps in this game. And in a lot of ways, they have to really fit well with the other Ravens defenders and help them have good games on the defensive line.
Yeah, this defensive room kind of reminds me of the 2020 COVID game against Pittsburgh, where we had so many people not available, and we played our hearts out and we showed that we have some fight. So I'm kind of hoping we got some kind of performance like that, where right now everyone's really doubting us, and I kind of like that from this team. I think that kind of suits us more than being in a favored role. But you're right. I think getting the defensive line integrated is going to be crucial, because yeah, you can go out there and just try and stand the blocker up and read and react, but at the end of the day, you need to create pass rush and you need time to gel with your teammates on stunts and things of that nature. So it's going to be interesting to see how Zach Orr kind of gets the new defensive lineman integrated in, especially some of the people that are coming off the practice squad, especially like Okoye. I want to see how many snaps he gets, if it's 6, 7, just to see what those reps look like. And if we, I'm hoping we hear something from Adebike relatively soon.
Yeah, well, we'd like clarity on that, but you know, we're fans. We're not really entitled to it. The organization's gonna eyedropper it out to us as they see fit. But they've got to, you know, whoever they've got out there, they've got to be able to play together and be effective at creating problems, at least forcing Mahomes into some third and medium to long situations. It won't be easy, but they've got to be able to do that.
Yeah. So moving on to my next matchup, I have the Kansas City wide receivers versus the Ravens cornerbacks. I think this could be the key to the game if the Ravens are able to stout up the run defense. I feel like this is a game they kind of match up well. Chidobe Awuzie has been playing well in the past couple of weeks. Very physical, downhill. Gave up a couple catches to Judy, but he's a really good receiver, so you can't get mad at him. But I'm looking for a bounce-back performance from Marlon Humphrey. The Chiefs' receiver room really doesn't scare me. They have Thornton, they have Brown, especially if
Xavier Worthy was a full go this week, so I presume he's going to play, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be an issue. That will be another test for starts. He did a good job keeping a lid on the defense last week. No real big plays over the top. Everything came on the ground. But looking to continue to see that trend of not making the big play our kryptonite, but I still want to see improvement in between the second level and the third level. And I think that does start with the corners, because they need to be more sticky in coverage. Tampa didn't have a good game last week. I don't know if you can concur with that, but I think they all did what they could, especially in the run game. I'm looking to see a better standard set this week for the corners.
Okay, I mean, I'm with you in terms of this is a big game for the cornerbacks. I'd like to see a lot more out of Starks at this point. He hasn't had a turnover, though he came close in week one against the Bills to an interception of Josh Allen on a tip. He needs to do more. He needs to either be, you know, a fine loose bracket center fielder. They are asking him to play deep a lot. That may continue because Thornton and Worthy are very solid deep threats. So they may need to, you know, figure out how to get a man back to make a play on the football there. I think Mahomes may throw some outside the numbers in this game, which will really test a player like Starks. The only way usually miss. It's kind of like a goalie trying to stop a penalty shot. There's no stopping the perfect kick. If it's kicked towards the edge of the net, it's too far. I can't reach it. And you know, you've got it. And that's kind of what outside the numbers are, particularly, you know, from halfway out, is for even a post safety in terms of their ability to get to the football. And I think Mahomes will test Starks there. The Ravens may be forced into some two deep. And then that's when Mahomes can really go after you with the tight ends and exploiting and picking apart your linebackers, which is, I think, probably what they want to do. Ravens don't have a lot of choices in terms of some other ways, in terms of pass rush. So their corners have to play well in what are effectively become man matchups, whether they start in zone and gravitate to man as matchups do. And there could be some extended plays that certainly end up that way, or whether they start in man matchups where there's press coverage on third.
Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's changing the game, Mood.com. They created an entirely line of functional gummies, 100% federally legal THC blends, discreetly delivered right to your doorstep. And here's the best part. You can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with the promo code Ravens. Now, I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself. Each one's totally unique. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out right away. They help me unwind fast, leave me refreshed the next morning. The Epic Euphoria gummies, they're perfect for when your day just isn't going the way you want it to go. What makes Mood special is how they pair the THC with natural herbs and adaptogens. You won't find blends like this at any local shop. They've got gummies designed for focus, relaxation, clarity, even energy, all made from cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no shortcuts, just high-quality weed you can trust. Plus, Mood backs everything with a 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So head on over to Mood.com, check out their amazing selection, and don't forget to use the promo code Ravens at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
From short to medium, and they're trying to really crowd the line of scrimmage and make a play on the ball. So it's a big game, no doubt about it, for the corners. And they're pushed into a much harder assignment because of the position the Ravens are in with their pass rush. I'm going to just jump right in with that because that's my next point, is that the Ravens need to get better four-man pressure than they have versus Mahomes. It's a very tall order given the state of the defensive line and the outside linebackers. The return of Ajabo has been very frustrating to me. I mean, obviously, he was on the roster, and I kind of thought it made sense to cut him, maybe go out and get somebody else, including Jadeveon Clowney as a fifth outside linebacker. They didn't do that, and now they end up with Ajabo having to play a role. He came back, he's healthy scratch, and then he played six snaps. There's no hiding what the Ravens really think of the guy at this point. You know, Harbaugh said a lot of things to kind of prop up his value, accused a bunch of reporters of saying, you know, that he was calling him a bust and whatnot. I'm not in that group because I don't typically use that word, but he literally accused a set of reporters who were there. There's people in this circle who are saying awful things about David Ajabo. And the truth of the matter is the Ravens have shown their hand now in terms of who they believe Ajabo to be in this Ravens defense, because they're not playing him. I mean, they played 52 snaps from Mike Green in this last game and six from David Ajabo. Six.
Yeah.
One of the things with playing Mahomes is very difficult is whatever scheme you show him, all you're going to do is give him clues. Okay. So if you want to try and use stunts or use simulated pressure in particular, he knows exactly how to beat that. If you blitz, he knows exactly how to read hot and beat that. And he'll pick up on that pre-snap and he'll pick up on that post-snap as well. And in past games, when the Ravens have tried to rush 5+, They've gotten just burned like crazy at the inside linebacker level by Mahomes. They've gotten burned like crazy on all kinds of pick and rub routes where, you know, individual players have to make choices and often make a bad one. Patrick Queen, in particular, when he was with the Ravens, had some very difficult games against Patrick Mahomes. Not to pick on Patrick Queen any more than he deserves it. This year, Mahomes is not having a great year. 5.6 net yards per attempt, an 83 passer rating, and a 42.3% success rate. Other teams have been getting after him successfully with four. And of course, they've played the Eagles already. So that's a team that's going to get after you successfully with four. They played the Chargers, who can pose a decent four-man rush risk as well. He's only had a 42.3% success rate. That is way down from his whole career. His whole career has been, you know, significantly over 50% for most of it. That's a big, big drop off. So I think how they deal with Mahomes' ability to read the field and still get good four-man pressure on him. And you can drop somebody and rushing one is okay to try and confuse their line, but you can't use a five or six-man rush against Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't work, and he'll find you and he'll pick you apart under those circumstances.
Yeah, and I really don't expect to see any corner blitzes this week as well, because Patrick is kind of not a guy that could just immediately find the void and see what happened. We saw that on the first drive where Goff immediately hit Jameis Williams on the corner route. I think this is the week where we're not looking for flying off the edge sack production. We're looking for caged rush. We're looking like how people would rush Lamar in our case, continuing to keep Mahomes in front of us. Really just have to rely on the back end to do their job at this point, because Peoples is someone that can get off the block. He had a really nice spin move on that holding call by Marlon. Mm-hmm. But to continue to see progression, I think, is the key right now. Jones can only do so much when he's getting double teamed. So I really don't have confidence in Washington to get any push in the pass game. So we're kind of really just counting on Peoples.
Washington may not even play, so he's been DNP twice. Peoples, you know, it may be Peoples plus three outside linebackers on passing downs, which is a little scary to me, because that's not anything where they're going to command double teams on the inside for that.
Exactly. So, and then say it's third and six, and then they end up running a inside zone. Now you have Peoples out there, and he's easily can get double teamed, and they can climb to the second level when they can get a big run. So, I mean, it has our weaknesses. We have to pick our hand and roll with it. But I think the one thing that we do need to do going into my next point is the Ravens do need to control 12 personnel. There's a lot of different things that could be done in that formation. You could pass, you could run, play action. And the Ravens are really vulnerable to that formation, especially last week against Detroit. There was a lot of different things that Detroit did out of that formation to show issues to the Ravens and exploit them in ways that we really haven't seen in a long time. I really do want to see better run defense, better run fit from the linebacker position. Roquan did not have a good game after he had an all-pro game last week. There's talks in the Ravens' sphere that he does that against lower-end opponents and then disappears against these top-notch quarterbacks. And I mean, it's proven itself, because he's really nowhere to be seen on impact plays when we go against these top-end teams. So looking to see if he can step up. And then I'm anticipating another rotation, going back to the rotation between Simpson and Buchanan, because Buchanan really didn't have a good game last week. So maybe they're trying to reel him back a little bit.
Well, he didn't have a good game, that's for sure. I don't know if he's lost all his leash yet in terms of doing that. What I would expect is that the Ravens would play dime on third down, and that gives you a player like Kane might be the perfect spy. It might be on earlier downs that Buchanan could be the spy of Mahomes and do some of the things that the Lions did very effectively against Lamar in this last game, because it was the spy that basically contained Lamar in the pocket and gave their pass rush additional time to get home, that led up to some of the seven total sacks that they had. They got there quickly a couple of times too. They got there other times when Lamar had to decide to run, then the spy was there, then he had to kind of back off and decide if he wants to throw again. All of a sudden he gets hit. they need to make life tough on Patrick Mahomes like that. And he's been a little jittery this year. But I'll say one of the guys who's come back, and your mention of 12 personnel kind of brought this on, is Travis Kelce's back up to 9 yards a target right now. Yep. After having a 6 and change year last year. So this is a guy that you know, obviously was way down on it. People have been talking about him retiring.
No, he's motivated this year. I think he's gonna there's always a chip on his shoulder when he goes against Baltimore. So I'm looking for Travis Kelce to have a big day. We need to really contain him. Hamilton has to step up to the plate, because I don't want to see Starks on him one time.
Yeah.
Really.
Noah Gray's off to a very tough start, by the way. Also 21 yards on 9 targets. So 2 and change yards per target after a year we had almost 9 last year. So hopefully their tight ends are not the devastation for the Ravens inside linebackers they have been in the past.
We are catching a break though, because Rashid Rice is crucial to their offense. I mean, he unlocks a whole new level. So we're looking out in there. I wish today we didn't have to go against Worthy, but we can't pick and choose. So we need to bow up and really play Ravens defensive football, because last week was disappointing. I've never been as disappointed. I think I go back to the AFC Championship game in terms of just deflating, kind of just, you know, you want to be excited for something, but just nothing's happening. So it's tough.
I mean, you know, week one versus Buffalo certainly felt that way too, in terms of blowing the lead. But yeah, I agree with you. Well, anyway, Frazier, always a pleasure doing this show with you. Tell folks where they can reach you online if they want to talk football.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Other folks out there, thanks for listening. As always, please like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. If you have the time, write us a 5-star 50-word review. That helped drive some traffic to this show. Thanks for listening. And for Frazier Tafari, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.